If you heard or read the name of one piece of Irish theatre over the weekend, five won't even get you 10 that it was Ballyturk. From the Dublin buses advertising its merits to its stars Michael Murphy, Cillian Murphy and Stephen Ray coming to meet you from every available medium, Enda Walsh's Ballyturk is barking out loud. What you won't have heard, however, is what Ballyturk is about. And that's no accident. Walsh's dramas, if you exclude his presumably lucrative gig on the musical Once, are built of ideas and images that resist paraphrase. I spoke to the Ballyturk Massif in an attempt to put a little more flesh on the bones, and the team resisted, as you'll hear, but I also asked each of the three performers to tell me their favourite lines from their Ballyturk character. So before I talk this time to Stephen Ray, imagine a play that contains these lines from Cillian Murphy, Michael Murphy and finally Stephen Ray.
I thought we knew everything there was to know.
It's normal to feel nervous when you've lost yourself. It can happen, but it passes.
Man stands and walks in life as it is now. And is very chary of offering notions of plot. And I never know what plot is, and I don't really know what the play means or anything, but there's a series of events and images, and it all adds up to something. Please don't ask me to tell you what.
When did you first come across Enda's works? What was the first piece by him you saw?
Well, I remember Disco Pigs, and 20 years ago, I don't know. I'm on the Stuart Parker Trust, which considers first plays by new writers every year and offers an award. And 20 years ago, Enda received that award. So I'm massively proud and relieved that we spotted that was worth it, because he's a very significant writer.
Are the qualities that struck you about him, his writing then, are they the same things that he's now famous for?
Well, I think this is a development, and please don't ask me to say why, but maybe the vision is becoming stronger, I don't know. But I think you'd know it's an Enda Walsh play.
You've recently been working with Sam Shepherd. Do the processes of the two writers have anything in common? Do the plays really still develop in the rehearsal period?
Well, the last thing I did with Sam, certainly it did, but that was a version of Oedipus. And Sam was actually trying not to write a play, and he didn't want to write a version of Oedipus. He wanted to write something that was taking off from that text. So the production process was about giving some cohesion and coherence to some writings. In this play, all the coherence is there, it seems. It's just achieving it, being smart enough to achieve it. And I will say that when I told Sam about the possibility that I would work with Enda, he said, "You've got to do it. This guy has got it." So there's just definitely an understanding that Enda's important and special.
They both seem to have an interest in ritual, in the ritualistic side of theatre.
Well, of course, Oedipus is a ritual. And of course, kicking a dead horse is ritual. And yeah, they do.
That's not a side of it that interests you, though?
No, of course it is. I much prefer the ritual or the classical to the neurotic, you know.
What do you mean by the neurotic?
Obsessed with character and character, the trajectory of character, the personalizing of character rather than perhaps the ritualizing of character.
I think I see that in your style of acting, because I always feel about your acting that what you mainly do is show us, or what you're very good at doing, is showing us the surface that hides something, and rather than displaying the something all the time.
Well, I think that people are always hiding something, or maybe it's just me, but I think everyone is not revealing the truth about themselves at all times. Maybe it's unnecessary to bring that as a general truth to everything you do, but it certainly seems to affect what I do. But I'm not really impressed by acting that demonstrates. It doesn't mean anything to me. I'm much more interested in acting that draws you in by not demonstrating.
One of the reasons I think that you're such an important actor for the north of Ireland is that that way that you play with surfaces and that way that you let something be behind that's very rarely stated seems to really have a meaning in the north of this country.
Well, really, if anything, if we're going to talk about the north, I think everything is too explicit at all times. People's intentions are made too clear. They're not complex enough, or they're not given enough value as ambiguous and complex, which is the absolute hell of a sectarianized society. So I think it's time everyone thought more about the complexity of who they were.
But there's a problem always, the ambiguity and the ambivalence is there, but there's a problem always with making that the public face of anything. On the surface, things seem very clear and straightforward that everybody has entrenched views, but the complexity and the ambivalence, by its nature, it's very difficult to make public images of that.
Well, that's what art is about, isn't it? We try and present, we try and offer the more ambiguous elements in life, because everything is ambiguous, nothing is certain. And to live your life the kind of an obsessive certainty is actually death.
Stephen Ray there, and we'll hear some more from the other inhabitants of Ballyturk next time on Culture File. But if you're already convinced, the show is at Galway International Arts Festival from the 10th to the 27th of July, then the Olympia Theatre Dublin from the 7th to the 23rd of August, and Cork Opera House from the 26th to the 30th of August. And after that, well, global conquest, presumably.